Our reality check today with Honolulu Civil Beat has a story centering around fears for the future through the eyes of four Hawaii governors. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us this morning. Aloha.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us about the story, because this is part of a series that you folks have just launched, right?
Right. In fact, let me just briefly mention that. We're calling it the Fault Lines Project. We started it last month. We're going to be running it all year long. And basically, we're trying to get people talking. How do we find common ground to move forward as a society? As you know, there's been a lot of divisive issues, TMT, to name one, rail, to name another, in the news lately. We're looking at writing about leadership, writing about Native Hawaiians, what communities are doing out there to change for the better. And just one other thing, we're also holding events statewide, trying to get people involved. So this very first story, back to leadership, that's what this story is about. And Kirsten Downey, our reporter, interviewed four of the five living governors, George Ariyoshi, John Wahee, Ben Cayetano, and Neil Abercrombie. Linda Lingle declined to cooperate, but the other four govs, what they had to say is they're really worried about the direction that Hawaii is going. They're worried about social economic divisions, problems that we're having, and mainly they all think there's a lack of leadership to resolve these very serious divisions.
Now, you mentioned Mauna Kea, and we have seen the mobilization of the Hawaiian community, not just here in the islands, but abroad even.
Right. And one thing that this story does is it takes a real historical perspective. I mean, remember, you know, John Wahee is 73 now, I think. And then Neil Abercrombie and Ben Cayetano are in their 80s. And then Governor Ariyoshi is 93. So these gentlemen have seen quite a lot, including the birth of the Hawaiian Renaissance movement, right? Mm-hmm. Kalama Valley, the Koholawe, any number of issues pertaining to not only just Native Hawaiians, but people in Hawaii in general. And so they have this sort of unique perspective about where we were, where we've gone, and where we should be going now. They've noted also that we don't seem to be as progressive socially as we used to be. Remember, this is a state that had the Prepaid Health Care Act passed back in 1974. All of them in one way or another were involved, either in the legislature or whatever position they were holding then. So they're basing what they see going forward based on what they have done in their own lives, their own accomplishments, and frankly, in some areas where they fell short.
Yes, talk about diversity, because, you know, we have the first Japanese governor, first Filipino governor, first Hawaiian governor, and first Hippie Holly governor.
Yes, although I think Governor Abercrombie has since finally cut his hair. But yeah, one of the great things about Kirsten's story today, and it's up on our lead story right now, is some vintage photos from back in the day, including Neil Abercrombie with very, very past shoulder length hair, big full beard. There's even a photo of him shirtless. And because remember how he lifts weights?
Yes.
I think he still lifts. Well, he's got some pretty serious guns on there. But there's also photos of Ben Cayetano. I don't know if you remember. Remember when he had a Prince Valiant haircut back in the day? Yeah. And so that photo's in there as well. There's George Ariyoshi pedaling a bike while he was campaigning. And I think that really also kind of captures a flavor, because Kirsten's really taking a brief look at the last 50 or 60 years. You got to talk about Jack Burns, the first Democratic governor. You got to talk about the Big Five and things like that. But mostly it's focused on where are we going now. You know, we mentioned Mauna Kea, but remember the protest in Kahuku and Waimanalo. There's current issues like preschool and minimum wage that are being debated at the legislature, and yet we've been debating these for decades. One other concern is tourism. Are we growing too fast, too soon, too expensive a place to live? I think that's kind of the bottom line. Why does it cost so much to live here? How can we keep our folks from moving away?
Right. And there's, you know, a lot of issues around the environment with climate change. And I know Ariyoshi was a big environmentalist in his day.
He was. And he was also instrumental in trying to find new ways to develop the economy. Remember the Natural Energy Lab Hawaii Authority, NELHA, they're on the Big Island, high tech and looking for new ways to develop revenue streams. So these gentlemen have been involved in a lot of different areas. But what you're hearing from them is kind of the same, frankly, dour message. Neil Abercrombie actually uses the words disillusionment and demoralization when he talks about voters. Ben Cayetano says there just seems to be a lack of optimism for the future. Governor Wahee, He actually detects what he describes as a seismic shift, or that's in Kirsten's language, in the economic stories that we're having, the challenges that we're facing. And Ariyoshi, but can you believe it? He's actually working on a book, age 93, on how Hawaii can get back on track. So while they have frustrated about where we're going, they are also trying to come up with solutions and how we can get back together and move forward.
I'm really sorry that Governor Lingle didn't participate as the first woman, and a Republican to boot.
Right. That would have been very welcome. She is mentioned in the series. I know Kirsten did try and reach out to her. But the fact that these other four governors, all Democrats, gave her extensive time, I think illustrates how seriously they consider their public positions and their concern for the state. She did not talk to Governor Ige, by the way. We thought we'd hold off on him because he's still in office right now. But it's a pretty impressive lineup. And the fact that they gave so much of their time to talk at length, I think in Neil Abercrombie's case, I think he sat down for 3 hours. Of course, knowing Neil Abercrombie a little bit, I guess that's no surprise.
No, not hard to do with Neil.
Yeah, just one more point and so forth.
All right. Well, hopefully we can hear from Governor Lingle and Governor David Ige as well. But thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. Read the Fault Line series online at civilbeat.org.